Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And do you know what time it is? Well, yes, it's time for us to continue looking at this lesson about summertime. The name of the lesson is, what time is it? Summertime. And we've been enjoying a lesson by Pauline about her time in America and the things that she is taking her family to do this summer. Well, what do you enjoy doing during the summer? And what is the best summer that you have ever had? I'm sure you have some good memories from summertime. What's one of the best summers that you have ever had? Carolyn?
Well, I've had a lot of really great summers. When I was growing up, I would spend a lot of my time on my grandparents' farm, playing with animals and getting to just run around outside, and those were always great summers. But I think my best summer was when I studied abroad in Japan. That was over the summer.
Interesting. That sounds like a good summer. One summer, some of my friends flew me out to visit them in Maryland, and I got to hang out, go to a big music festival. That was a great summer. Of course, now I am working throughout the summer. I don't have a lot of time to go and travel places. But what about you? Talk about a good summer memory in English. Right now it's time for us to get started with the first reading of the day.
What time is it? Summertime. Georgetown in Washington, D.C. is a great place to hang out on weekends also. The 17th and 18th century architecture and cobblestone streets lined with modern shops make shopping fun. If you are tired of shopping, walk over to the Georgetown Waterfront Park. Wander along the Potomac River and watch the seagulls flying around. Like many American families, we're going to the beach. Ocean City is famous for its beautiful beach, fishing, and water sports. Thousands of vacationers go there to surf, boogie board, and swim.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Washington, D.C. is a wonderful place to experience warm summer nights. On day two of our Living in America series, we're rejoining Pauline and her family for more summer fun. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Wander. Wander is a verb. Jerry loves to wander through the woods when the weather is good. Gigantic. Gigantic is an adjective. The gigantic building can be seen from all parts of the city. Arcade. Arcade is a noun. Victor spends hours playing games at the arcade. Spicy. Spicy is an adjective. Hannah doesn't like Indian food because it's so spicy. Your more information words are boogie board. Boogie board is a verb. Bonfire. Bonfire is a noun. Boardwalk. Boardwalk is a noun. What is your favorite thing to do during the summer? Think about that as we begin.
The beach is a very popular destination in the summer. Well, our very first sentence for today says that Georgetown in Washington, D.C. is a great place to hang out on weekends also. So Pauline has been talking about all of the different places she and her family have planned to go during the summer, and Georgetown in Washington, D.C. is one of those places.
That's right, and she says it's a good place to hang out. Maybe they're not doing much there. They don't have anything organized, They will just hang out. And you know what? I think we should just learn more about this phrase with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud.
As our author today proves, it doesn't take long after moving to America before one starts using the phrase hang out. It's really useful.
It is. So what exactly is hanging out? Well, first, it's a state of ease and relaxation. Playing video games, reading a book, baking a cake, or watching TV. The activity doesn't matter so long as it's not a strain on your mind or body.
Okay, who do you hang out with? Your boyfriend or girlfriend? Not necessarily. Hanging out is not the same as going out on a date.
No, it's not. You hang out with people you like. Yes, you can technically hang out by yourself, but more often, hanging out means you're socializing with a friend or a group of friends.
Next, where can you hang out? Anywhere, really. Parks, libraries, restaurants, cafes, and shopping malls are all popular places to hang out. Hanging out at home is allowed, but there's an implication that hanging out happens in a public place.
So, when's the best time to hang out? Whenever you're bored, or when you and your friends have some free time. The length of time you hang out is very flexible too, from, say, 5 minutes to 5 days.
And finally, why should you hang out?
Because you can!
一起来看一个很口语的片语 ,hang out. 今天的课文就讲到 Georgetown 是周末 hang out 的好地方。hang out 就是消磨打发时间闲逛。当然你可以一个人 hang out, 但通常你一定是 hang out with your friends, 跟好朋友一起打发时间。所以 hang out 未必是指约会。男女朋友之间的约会叫做 date。一个 date 常常会令人紧张，但是 hang out 一定是会让你 relax 放轻松的活动。它可以是在户外，例如去郊游、去海边，也可以在室内，例如打撞球或者玩扑克牌。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Oh well, maybe we can find some time to hang out. Hey Gabe, you want to hang out after work today?
Well, sure, Carolyn. What do you want to do?
Hang out.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, great. Well, back to our article. The 17th and 18th century architecture and cobblestone streets lined with modern shops make shopping fun. So this is a very historic area with 17th and 18th century architecture or buildings, and the cobblestone streets are lined with modern shops.
Now, that's right.
That's a really great little phrase there, to be lined with something. Gabe, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the streets are lined with modern shops. That means these shops are right next to each other, and there are so many of them that when you look at them from a distance, it looks like there is a line of shops. So you can use that word like a verb. Something is lined with modern shops. I could also use it in another way. For example, at New Year's time,People wait to watch the fireworks go off. Sometimes on the bridge, there is a line of cars. Or the bridge is lined with cars parked just waiting for these fireworks to go off.
That is a great example. And we are talking about the summer, and the street is lined with shops, which makes shopping very fun.Well, continuing, if you are tired of shopping, walk over to the Georgetown Waterfront Park. Oh, well, it sounds like a really great place to go. If you're tired of shopping, you can go to the park. And what will they find there, Gabe?
Well, what you could do is wander along the Potomac River and watch the seagulls flying around. So you can see the Potomac River there.But let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is wander. Carolyn, what does it mean to wander?
Well, if you wander, then you don't have any real goal in your destination. You just simply walk around, kind of like what you're doing now, Gabe. Maybe you go to a bookstore or a library, and you don't have any specific book that you're looking for, but you just wander around and look.
Ah, That's good. That's great. You just wander around. You don't have any goal or direction necessarily. You could wander around somewhere, or you might want to tell somebody, stay right here. Don't wander away. We don't want to lose you, so please don't just wander away.
That's right. Well, you can wander along the Potomac River and see the seagulls flying around. A great break from shopping. Continuing into the next paragraph. Like many American families, we're going to the beach. Now, which beach are they going to go to, Gabe?
Well, they're going to go to a famous beach, Ocean City. Ocean City is famous for its beautiful beach, fishing, and water sports. So there are lots of places to swim. There is a beautiful beach at Ocean City. It's famous for its beach. You could use that phrase, famous for, in other ways. What is your city famous for? What about Pingxi in Taiwan? That's famous for sky lanterns. But what about where you're from? What is your city famous for?
Well, we've got Ocean City, and thousands of vacationers go there to surf, boogie board, and swim. So when you go on vacation, you are a vacationer, add E-R, and it becomes a person, and you go there to surf, boogie board, and swim. So there's a lot to do in the water at Ocean City.
That's right. Now, we're talking about boogie boarding here. That's kind of like surfing, but you're not standing up on a long board. You're resting or you're lying down on a board with your hands at the front. You are boogie boarding. And boogie boarding is a lot of fun. Carolyn, have you ever been surfing or boogie boarding?
Well, I have not tried surfing. I would like to, but it seems very difficult. Boogie boarding, however, is quite easy and very fun. And there are a lot of places, especially Ocean City in Maryland or other beaches around the U.S. and around the world that you can boogie board.
That's right. Just go buy a boogie board and take it out to the ocean and catch a wave. It is a lot of fun. Well, it's time for us to learn something different with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天的第一个重点，我们看的是这一段课文第二个句子的 line with 这个动词片语。Line 本来是指排队，但是如果是 line with something 是指布满某种事物。例如 ，The old man's face is lined with dots and wrinkles。这个老人家的脸上布满了斑点跟皱纹。Line 也可以指铺上内里。例如 ，The tailor lined the trousers with silk。这位裁缝师把这条裤子里面做了丝质的里布。继续我们看的是 wander 这个动词。wander 在这里是指漫步或者是闲逛。因为它是一个不及物动词，所以记住后面要加介系词再加受词。例如 ,we wandered around the beautiful city during the night. 我们晚上的时候在这个美丽的城市里漫步。或者是 ,Mary wandered into the antique store and found many great buys.玛丽信步地走进了这家古董店，找到了很多好的东西。
If you're just joining us, so far we're talking a little bit about what you can do in the summertime in Washington, D.C. You could travel to Georgetown.And you can wander along the 17th and 18th century old cobblestone streets and go shopping. It's a fun place for shopping. Or you could go to the waterfront park there and look at the beautiful Potomac River. Of course, if you would like swimming or want to try boogie boarding, you can head to Ocean City and do that there. Well, let's continue learning from our lesson today.
What time is it? Summertime. Kids build sandcastles and jump in the waves while adults swim or sunbathe. Free movies, bonfires, and concerts on the beach occur almost every night. Ocean City also has one of America's famous boardwalks. Gigantic kites fly high, and street performers and shops provide entertainment. The arcades are filled with kids of all ages. And food?Seafood lovers will enjoy the spicy steamed crab and famous Maryland crab cakes. have a sweet tooth like me? Try the caramel popcorn, funnel cakes, and hot hand-dipped donuts. It's the beginning of the summer, so let's go out and have some fun.
Summer is a very fun time to go out and just enjoy all of the great activities going on. At the beginning of this section, we're still talking about the beach. So, kids build sandcastles and jump in the waves while adults swim or sunbathe. Now, Gabe, there are lots of things that she talks about here. You could build sandcastles, jump in the waves, swim or sunbathe, different activities for kids and adults. Which do you like to do?
Any of the activities that have to do with water. I like building sandcastles too, but I like swimming in the water, jumping in the waves, and yeah, sometimes getting out and sunbathing because I like to get a tan, or at least I like trying to get a tan.
Yes, it's not always easy to get a tan, especially for me. It doesn't work out very well. Well, free movies, bonfires, and concerts on the beach occur almost every night. So the beach is not just a place for swimming or sunbathing. It's a place that you can watch movies, see a concert, or enjoy a nice bonfire.
That's right. Ocean City's beaches are famous for lots of reasons. So, do you like fires? You could create a little fire when you're camping. That's called a campfire. Or maybe there's a big fire on the beach. You use lots of wood and different things to create a bonfire. You can gather around and stay warm near a bonfire.
That's right. Well, Ocean City also has one of America's famous boardwalks. So there are many boardwalks in the U.S., and the one at Ocean City is very famous. How does the article continue, Gabe?
Well, I did want to say something about boardwalks. Sometimes there are shops on the boardwalk. You can go in and buy little things, souvenirs, or you could take pictures at special booths that allow you to wear special clothes. There are many different things that you can do at these famous boardwalks. But we find out that you can do other things as well. Reading on, gigantic kites fly high and street performers and shops provide entertainment. Well, Carolyn, what does that mean? Gigantic?
Gigantic. Well, gigantic is from our word bank, and it means very, very, very large. So bigger than you would expect. It is a gigantic kite. Maybe the kite is bigger than you, Gabe.
Actually, there are probably many kites that are bigger than me or bigger than a human being. These are gigantic kites. Now, what else can be gigantic? Yes, bigger than you expect. Sometimes I see little spiders crawling around here and there, but I hate seeing gigantic spiders. Whew, they make me scared.
They are very scary when you see something gigantic like a spider. Yes, but we are talking about entertainment at the beach, and there is so much going on. The arcades are filled with kids of all ages. And there are arcades at the beach. Arcade is another word from the word bank. It's a place where you pay money to play a game.
That's right. And these are called arcades. The rooms or the places, you can just call that arcades with an S. You're going to the arcades. Now, there are so many different kinds of arcade games. What kind of arcades do you enjoy playing? I really like pinball. That's a classic arcade game.
Yes, so maybe you remember last year a movie came out called Wreck-It Ralph. Mm-hmm. The games in that movie were all in the arcade. They were all arcade games. Well, there is much more going on at this boardwalk and at the beach. And food?
And food? We're going to be learning about food as well. Seafood lovers will enjoy the spicy steamed crab and famous Maryland crab cakes. I just want to go back to Maryland right now. I love crab cakes. But first, let's talk about this word from our word bank. It is spicy. Do you like spicy food? If it's a little bit hot, maybe you've added some spicy pepper. It will make the food spicy. Do you like spicy food, Carolyn?
I do not like spicy food. I don't like things that are hot and burn my mouth. They make me cough. But steamed crab and famous Maryland crab cakes are very delicious.
So delicious. Oh, man, I want to go and try some crab cakes again. Well, what if you like something sweet? Our article continues. Have a sweet tooth like me? Try the caramel popcorn, funnel cakes, and hot hand-dipped donuts. Carolyn, I'm getting hungry. I need to leave and get something to eat.
Well, wait, we still have another sentence in the article, Gabe. Let's finish first. It's the beginning of the summer, so let's go out and have some fun. We have a lot of fun here on Studio Classroom, teaching you, talking to you, and working with each other, talking about all of these delicious things. And now it is time to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll learn something with Nichelle in the language lab.
I'm going to get a snack.
What? I can't believe this.
Let me guess. You're reading your friend's blog.
Right. She's talking about summertime.
Let me guess. She wants to spend the summer studying with the kids.
No, that's the last thing she wants to do.
Then what does she want to do?
Everything else.
Everything?
Yeah. She wants to take road trips and go to camp.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and what else? Oh, visit regional and state parks?
That sounds fun, too.
They also want to hang out at Georgetown. It has old architecture and cobblestone streets.
That sounds nice.
It is, and they have modern shops, too.
How fun.
But that's not all. Huh? They want to wander along the Potomac River and watch the seagulls fly.
Nice.
And go to Ocean City for fishing trips and water sports and surfing and swimming.
Wow, Ocean City sounds fun.
There are free movies and concerts and a famous boardwalk there.
Anything else?
Kites and street performers and shops and arcades. And spicy steamed crabs and caramel popcorn and donuts.
Donuts. Wow. They'll do so many fun things.
Yeah. They sure will. What about you? What will you do this summer?
I'll study.
Me too.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 gigantic 这个形容词，注意它的重音在 G-A-N 这个音节念成 gigantic。 Gigantic 是指巨大的或庞大的，例如 We almost got lost in this gigantic amusement park， 我们在这个庞大的游乐园里面差点迷了路，或者是 The couple has to work hard to pay for their son's gigantic medical bill， 这对夫妻必须非常努力工作来支付儿子庞大的医药费。所以我们看的是 arcade 这个名词，注意 C 后面的 A 是发长音的 A 的音，念成 arcade。 arcade 是指游乐中心，通常会有各式各样的电动玩具，也可以说成 amusement arcade A-M-U-S-E-M-E-N-T 或者是 video arcade V-I-D-E-O。 例如 Ricky and his friends go to the video arcade every Saturday， Ricky 和他的朋友每周六都会去电子游乐园去玩。Arcade 也指商场，例如 The shopping arcade is packed with people on weekends， 这个购物商场周末都会人满为患。 And we've got to get back to our teachers now.
We've enjoyed learning all about things that you can do in the summertime, especially in the Washington, D.C. area. Now, of the things that we've read about in this article the past 2 days, which one are you most interested in going to see? Gabe, where would you like to go?
Well, I just finished a donut, which was delicious, and it reminds me of that section talking about Ocean City, where it sells lots of delicious foods. I think I'd like to go and try the boardwalk at Ocean City, Carolyn.
Well, that would be a great place to go, and I hope that you will think about what you want to do this summer in English, and we will see you here next time on Studio Classroom.
See you then.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
No way! After all I've been through, I want to know why Unlai kidnapped me. And you're his nephew. Why wouldn't he just have kidnapped you instead?
So, Inlai told you who I am. It's true, Sherry. I'm the son of Winston Lin, the man your mother almost married more than 20 years ago.
I know Inlai was jealous of your father, but your father's dead. My mother is dead. Why does all this matter now?
Sherry, Unlai always hated my father. Still, they were family, and families do business together. However, when my father caught Unlai trying to take over the family business, my father fired him. Ever since then, my uncle has tried to find a way to get revenge. Since my parents died, Unlai has redirected his revenge towards me.
But that doesn't really explain how all this involves Sherry, does it?
I'm getting there, Jason. As you know, Sherry, my father fell in love with your mother during the time she was in Taichung. You know that their relationship ended, but you don't know that my father never forgot your mother.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.